Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 32nd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad, and with me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, are you finally starting to see some sign that summer is approaching where you live?
I am. I actually mowed the yard for the first time the other day, so got out and spent some time in nature for once. How about you guys? How are you doing?
I like that. Yeah, we leaves are on the trees. Everything's coming up roses here. We had some rain over the winter, so things are green around here, at least for the time being. Of course, there's plenty of news to talk about this week beyond the weather. Toyota is firing off a 2026 model year new product salvo this week. Just a lot to talk about there. A bill moving through Congress would nearly eliminate government-sponsored incentives for the purchase of electric vehicles. That's big, big news. We'll have the critical details on that. Tesla is under the microscope again as U.S. auto safety regulators scrutinize the company's upcoming robo-taxi launch in Austin, Texas. And Nissan has announced a new global plan that it hopes will give the company a much-needed turnaround. We'll tell you about the major steps they're planning coming up, so all kinds of stuff, all kinds of news to talk about, right? Right, Karen?
Yeah, I'm glad I got my EV tax credit when I did.
Yeah, exactly. It was good timing. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EonLancey.com, the publisher of my just-released new book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, So imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners to the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can have some fun with your car. And Chris, we got a double dose of road tests this week. You've got a couple. What are you going to be talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to be driving the all-new 2025 Acura ADX. I can't wait to tell you all about that one. And the 2025 Nissan Armada.
Wow, very cool. I'm going to be driving the all-new 2025 Ford Expedition, a vehicle I got a chance to drive in Louisville, and the 2025 Lexus UX. And I had a chance to test that recently, too. So we have a ton of show for you this week. We hope you stay with us. We've got just tons of road tests to talk about. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. We're so glad you're with us. We really do appreciate you joining.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hey, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Lowe's knows that summer starts with Memorial Day deals. Right now, select paint, primer, and stains, or buy one, get one 50% off via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $15. Shop these Memorial Day deals before they're gone. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jackie Ride back with you. We're so glad you're with us. We really do appreciate you joining us on America on the Road. And it's news time. And Toyota's making a ton of news this week, launching a big salvo of vehicles. There's a 2026 Camry, the Corolla FX edition that I'm really eager to get your take on, Chris, and a bunch of other stuff. I mean, what's your take on all this coming out? Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's interesting to see Toyota kind of come out of hibernation, you know, like they sit around and don't release a lot of vehicles or don't talk about it. And then all of a sudden, like you say, it's just rapid fire. I think the new Camry looks great. You know, they redesigned it, I think, in 2025. So this year's Camry is new. I like the Corolla hatchback. The FX looks really good. I wish that my GR Corolla looked as good as the new FX does, but at least mine has the performance to go with the look. So
yeah, I mean, and that's the interesting thing, right? Yours has the performance. The FX kind of looks cool, but not much performance out of this thing, right?
Yeah, that's the thing with the Corolla. They've done a really good job at making it look sporty, but it doesn't really live up to that. I mean, I guess the efficiency is really what people go for with these cars. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of disappointing to me who remembers the FX of years ago, I think probably several decades ago, that was a cool version of the Toyota smaller car. But things change, don't they?
Yeah, we'll have to see how things turn out with the Corolla lineup. A GR might not stick around much longer.
Right. And I guess there is a new electric CHR, right?
There is. They've been teasing it for a while. It's going to arrive later this year as a 2026 model. I think it comes in two trims. 290 miles of range, I think, is the upper limit there. So it should be cool. It looks good. It looks like the BZ inside. So I think the new styling is, you know, a lot less polarizing than the last CHR we saw.
Yeah, which certainly was polarizing. I guess they're going to have a nice shade edition of the Camry as the news for 2026, which is kind of cool, and it's not only going to be black. It's going to be available in several other colors. As I remember, you're not a huge fan of these blacked out vehicles. Am I right, or am I right?
I am. You know, I'm not. So I should say, you know, I think that they create these packages and then they come out, and that's the big update for the model year. You know, your car comes with black wheels and black door handles, and it just isn't that exciting to me.
Yeah. One thing cool is the all-wheel drive version, which has more horsepower than the front drive version. I think that's pretty cool. And you also get tons of fuel economy with these vehicles.
Yeah, you don't get all-wheel drive with the Accord yet, so I think that's a big thing for the Camry. And as you mentioned, the fuel economy, 50-plus miles per gallon in the city, it's really hard to beat that.
Yeah. Well, let's shift over to EV incentives, or maybe the lack of them going forward. There's a new proposal in the U.S. House of Representatives that is liable to bring significant changes to the way electric vehicles are subsidized by the government. And you can look at that a couple of different ways. The bill seeks to phase out several federal EV tax credits by the end of 2026, including the leasing tax credit that has been the major one most recently. But it would also phase out the $7,500 tax credit that's been out there generally for American-made vehicles. And, you know, it's going to have a lot of impact, right? I mean, large manufacturers are just not going to be able to participate in this at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say that we didn't see this coming because it's been something they've talked about since, you know, the beginning of the presidential campaign. But for these automakers, a lot of them, even like, you know, Hyundai, Kia, a lot of the foreign automakers have spent billions building factories to make these vehicles here. So, as you say, it will be a challenging time for them, I think. You know, these factories could help them get around some of the tariff issues, so they're not going to be out in the cold with these investments, but it's got to be a big change for them.
Yeah, and it's a big change, I think, from an electric vehicle factory to a conventional vehicle factory. I think they've got to move things around. It's also interesting, I think, that they closed the loophole that was supposed to be, you know, it's really a loophole. It was not supposed to really be there. The $7,500 for folks who lease vehicles. You might have participated in that yourself, Chris. You might be a loopholer yourself.
I think the Prologue qualifies for the full credit. But yeah, we did lease, though.
And, you know, 80% of EVs are leased these days, this according to Edmund. So that's a big, big deal to change that. And they're even taking away the tax credit for used EVs, which was $4,000, I think. The bill would do that. This still has a lot of way to go to get through Congress, to get through both houses of Congress, and then onto President Trump's desk. I think if it hit his desk, he would certainly sign it. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be interesting times ahead.
Yes. And speaking of interesting times, Tesla is back in interesting times. U.S. safety regulators are scrutinizing Tesla's robo-taxi launch. It's set for Austin, Texas. Of course, they're based in Austin, Texas these days. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has sent Tesla a formal request for detailed information on something we have talked about all on this show for like ever, their quote-unquote full self-driving system. There are continued concerns about that. And I'm interested. It's kind of interesting to me. I was in Phoenix recently where, and I guess in California here too, robo-taxis, they're all over the place. Waymo robo-taxis are ubiquitous and you see them everywhere. And it's kind of interesting that there's some scrutiny over this, but of course it's a different technology and things going forward. So I guess it's good that NHTSA's taken a look at this before they're authorized to do this on the streets.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting. You know, you mentioned Waymo. They recently, I think this morning, came out and announced a recall of their vehicles because they needed to update the software so that it could more accurately identify things like fences and chains. And when you really dig into this, like the number of things that the software has to accommodate, like that the human brain just does, these things, you know, it's really shocking that we haven't seen more of these investigations. But, you know, I hope they get it right because the consequences can be pretty severe.
Yeah, on a recent trip, I was in Louisville speaking with one of the major honchos on Ford Blue Cruise, and we were talking about autonomous driving. And a Blue Cruise, of course, is not fully autonomous driving, but is hands-free driving. And he pointed out there are a lot of things that still need to be done and a lot of issues that still need to be solved before you're going to have full self-driving. So interesting that Tesla already calls their system that.
Well, yeah, and we've talked about this too. What you're calling it is a big impact on how people use it, or has a big impact on how people use it. I mean, I know we're talking about robo-taxis that people don't drive to begin with, but in their personal vehicles, hearing full self-driving could give you way more confidence than you should actually have in the system.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Nissan. It is embarking on something that it hopes to save itself with. It's a major restructuring plan called Re-Nissan, R-E and then a colon and Nissan. It's fun to have a plan that you can't even say that well. But they hope to save about $3.2 billion split between fixed and variable costs, a sweeping transformation about the way they develop vehicles, I like the way they've developed vehicles up till now, but people aren't buying enough of them. They're going to reduce complexity pretty significantly, going from 13 vehicle platforms to just 7 in the next 10 years. What's your overall take on this, Chris?
Well, I hope they get it right. You know, I like Nissan. I've been rooting for them for years now. But, you know, the product line is aging. I mean, I know they have a new Murano, a new Kicks, a new Armada. So they're kind of getting under this transformation. But, you know, they're lacking some big pieces that they need, like a Rogue Hybrid is their most important model. So they've got some progress to make. And I hope that these job cuts and things give them the resources they need to do what needs to be done.
Yeah. They want to cut development time for a vehicle to just 37 months and maybe as short as 30 months. I mean, that's very, very aggressive. That's kind of world class. They're trying to do that with some of the models that are coming out. And as you mentioned, they are cutting headcount across the board and reallocating people. They're also going to ditch 7 vehicle plants. I mean, that's a big investment to say goodbye to. They're canceling the construction of a battery plant, and they're going to shut down 7 plants globally. That's a big, big deal.
Yeah, you know, it almost feels a little bit like Jaguar, you know, like they cut back so far, you know, you wonder how can you keep going, if I could spit that out. But again, you know, these are all moves that I hope end up bolstering their bottom line, because they have been around long enough that it would be a shame to see them go.
Right. Well, when we come back, we will have the first of 2 road test segments this week. Chris, remind us of the vehicle you're going to be testing in this segment.
I will start off with the 2025 Acura ADX.
Yeah, I look forward to that, where I'm going to have the 2025 Lexus UX 300H, so kind of a comparison, fairly logical comparison. Stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad with you for the...
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad with you for the first of two road test segments in this version of America on the Road. We appreciate the fact that you're with us. And we've got two smaller luxury SUVs to talk about, Chris. Tell us the first of them.
Yes, I spent the week testing the Acura ADX, the 2025 ADX. It's an all-new model for the brand. Jack, I'm not sure if you've driven it, but this is kind of like... What's that?
I have not.
You have not? Wow. Okay. This is kind of Acura's version of the Honda HR-V. So it's a subcompact SUV. This is in the premium class. But the interesting thing here, Jack, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is that Acura used the Integra powertrain from the sports sedan or sports coupe, I guess, if you want to call it that, in a crossover. What do you think about that?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, certainly part sharing is something we talked about in the previous segment. What Nissan's trying to do is, you know, cut down the amount of parts and redundancies and all that stuff that they have. And I think it makes good sense. If you have a good powertrain, why not use it, right?
Yeah, I agree. But taking a step back, you can get into this vehicle. The base model costs around $36,000. I tested the A-Spec Advanced trim, which is the top model. There are three trims. It starts at around $44,000. And there aren't a lot of options. So Acura and Honda and Toyota do a good job of kind of packing everything into their trim levels. But you can add aerodynamic bodywork to this vehicle. So my test vehicle had lower lip front spoilers and things that just make it look a lot more aggressive. But as I'll get into in just a moment, it's not as aggressive as it looks, at least on paper. So as I mentioned, you get the Integra's powertrain here, which is a turbocharged 1.5 liter four-cylinder engine. It's 190 horsepower, 179 pound-feet of torque. Unlike the Integra, you do not have a manual transmission option here, and you're stuck with a continuously variable automatic transmission. Front-wheel drive is standard. All-wheel drive is available, which is what my test vehicle had. Jack, this vehicle takes a lot more throttle to get started than what you would expect. And I think a lot of that is due to the extra weight, probably from the crossover body compared to the Integra's more athletic shape. And it can be loud, too. You know, I was testing it with my older daughter in the car a little bit earlier when we were getting ready to return it. And she was mentioning, you know, wow, we're going pretty slow, but this is, you know, it's very loud. It sounds like we're going a lot faster than we are. And I would blame that on the CVT. And I also would blame kind of the mushy throttle feel on that too. But the good news here is that it feels like a Civic. It feels like an Integra. It handles very well. It's got an athletic feel to it. And the ride quality is pretty smooth too. So Jack, given what you know, would you be excited to drive one?
Absolutely excited to drive one. I'd love to see what Acura is doing here. I mean, I've loved the Acura brand through the years, but they've had their issues. A lot of people just don't pay much attention to them. So anything that builds some excitement for them, I think makes sense. And, you know, certainly Honda has Honda, Acura's parent, of course, has a great reputation for building fun-to-drive smaller vehicles. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's kind of the attitude here. Even though you don't have a lot of power on board, you know, the steering is very responsive. It feels lighter than it probably is, which is a good thing for this vehicle. But again, you know, 30, 40 more horsepower and some more torque would not hurt the situation here at all. Inside, you get my test vehicle came with leather upholstery. Synthetic leather is standard. You get heated and ventilated front seats. And my favorite thing about the interior here is that there is no touchpad controller for the infotainment system. You have a real touch screen. Way to go, Acura. It's a 9-inch unit. You get wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Amazon Alexa comes with the top trim. And my test vehicle also had Google built in. So you get Google Maps, some Play Store features, and some other tech that's there. The thing that I love here, Jack, is that, you know, you tap on the screen and it goes exactly where you plan. There's none of the sort of hunting and pecking and the nonstop swiping that came with the old system or the system that's in the RDX and the MDX. So I hope that they're able to translate this to their other vehicles because, you know, as I just got done driving a CR-V a few weeks ago, the interior is just much simpler than you're used to in some of the Acura models like the RDX and the MDX. Again, You get a lot of safety equipment here too. So you get blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, forward collision warnings, and everything seems to work quite well. The only hiccup I had with the tech in this vehicle, Jack, is the wireless smartphone connectivity. For the first 2 or 3 days, it would connect and then stop and leave me with just a Bluetooth connection. Mm-hmm. But then miraculously, with me making no changes at all, it started working again the day before I returned the vehicle and worked again until I returned it this morning. So no idea what was going on there, but overall, pretty nice vehicle. The price isn't terrible. I just wish it had more power.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to drive it. It should be a good competitor to the vehicle I'm testing, the 2025 Lexus UX. Any more to add on the Acura before we segue over to this one?
Yeah, I think before we go to the UX, I will say that the attitude of this vehicle could probably benefit from a hybrid option. I think this class is kind of the fuel efficient of the luxury SUV segments. So it would be nice if Acura had one, although, they don't really have a hybrid available in their lineup anywhere. So that might be wishful thinking. But, a fuel economy improvement would be nice to see in this vehicle, especially given its sort of sedate powertrain as it is.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, let's talk about the 2025 Lexus UX. I had the 300H all-wheel drive F-Sport handling version of this vehicle, kind of a split personality vehicle, really. The H implies that it has a hybrid powertrain, which it indeed does. It is imported from Japan. I have to wonder how tariffs might affect that. And priced at about $50,000, $49,445, including destination. And it's one of those vehicles that tries to do a bunch of different things, I think. It's a small vehicle. It is a fuel-efficient vehicle. At the same time, has some sporty pretensions to it. It always seems like kind of an oddball addendum to the Lexus line to me. Maybe it's all in my head. What's your take on that, Chris?
Yeah, I think it's far from their flagship model, but, they offer... what is it, like 7 different SUV models or something ridiculous like that. So I guess they kind of have to sell one in the subcompact class.
Right. This has a 2-liter 4-cylinder engine with a hybrid system. Of course, Toyota does very good hybrid systems. So Lexus does very good hybrid systems. It has a continuously variable transmission, as hybrids have a want to do. Not exactly as irritating as many CVTs are. Produces a net of 196 horsepower. All-wheel drive is standard. It has adaptive variable suspension. What it strikes me is Lexus is doing a lot of things to this vehicle to try to make it upscale and try to make it sporty. I'm not sure that they absolutely accomplished that, but it does have 18-inch alloy wheels, some cool things like bi-LED headlamps and fog lamps. Pretty cool stuff. It also has roof rails, so you got the SUV thing going for it. But in terms of overall versatility, I'm not sure that a vehicle this small has that. I'm curious as to your overall take on this.
Yeah, as much as I love Lexus and Toyota, the one thing that Lexus is absolutely guilty of is overstyling its vehicles and doing way too much when simplicity would probably be a better approach. And the UX is a great example of that. The exterior is... it looks like a spaceship in some ways. It's got a huge grill. It's way overdone. And the interior takes a lot of that same approach. But it's fuel efficient, and it actually is quicker and fun, more fun to drive than the ADX. So,
yeah, well, that's, I haven't driven the ADX, so you could well be right.
Wait for your opinion.
I imagine you probably are right. It has some nice stuff inside. Again, trying hard to be luxury. Heated and ventilated front seats that are trimmed in faux leather. It has memory settings for the driver's seat, heated and leather-trimmed steering wheel. I love a heated steering wheel. Power-adjusted steering column, so that's all part of the F-Sport handling package. Interestingly, though, the rear seats fold manually, just like in a much less expensive vehicle. It does have a pretty good infotainment system, 12.3-inch touchscreen. We love the touchscreen. Wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, and that worked just fine. And a 12.3-inch digital instrument cluster as well, so you got to like that. Plenty of safety and Lexus Safety System Plus 3.0, a nice roster of safety equipment. Generally, I'm wondering about the price versus the size and this kind of thing. I mean... I guess there's a place for it, but I'm kind of wondering exactly what place that is.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, especially when you look at some of the upper scale options in the sort of non-premium subcompact class, there are a lot of vehicles that do just about the same thing for thousands of dollars less than the Lexus. But again, people are willing to pay for the perceived quality, and it's legitimate quality. It's not just perceived. You know, for me, I'd probably go a different route, but a lot of people really like those vehicles. So
yeah. It does have all the Lexus stuff going for it. Like you say, the quality and also the quality of the vehicle experience when you the ownership experience. That's very good stuff, too. It is a fun to drive vehicle. I love, of course, the torque that comes with a hybrid system that has electric torque. So it actually feels more powerful than the 196 horsepower. It is, from its length alone, it is pretty maneuverable and fun to drive from that point of view. At the same time, I'm not sure that there's the driver involvement that I might like out of a very premium small vehicle, luxury vehicle like this.
Yeah, a lot of that probably comes down to the CVT in this vehicle, the continuously variable transmission. I mean, as you mentioned, the hybrid system gives it a good step off the line with the torque down low. So I don't think power is the issue, but again, I wish it performed as sporty as it looks.
Yeah, I think that's true across the board with Lexus F-Sport stuff. I mean, they look cool, and yet there's not much in the way of additional performance. And I just love something to differentiate that from a powertrain or performance point of view, beyond kind of wheels and tires and that kind of thing. That it doesn't seem like that's quite enough for me, but I guess that's my take.
Well, they make an F-Sport of everything, so I guess somebody's buying it.
Yeah, true enough. Well, when we come back, we will have a couple more road tests, some big vehicles to talk about, including the all-new 2025 Ford Expedition Tremor, the first Tremor version of the Ford Expedition. And Chris, you're going to be testing, you can remind me what you'll be testing.
The 2025 Nissan Armada.
Yeah, another nice comparison. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit onehour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
There are low prices. And then there are Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I got myself a comfy tee for just $4.99 and a stylish dress for 50% off. Then I found my husband a pair of shorts for under $17. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. Yup, it doesn't get better than Kohl's lowest prices of the season. So go check them out before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end May 18th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back to America on the Road. This is Jack Murad along with Chris Teague, and we're giving you the second dose of road tests in this version of America on the Road, this episode of America on the Road. We backed up with some vehicles that we've tested recently, so we'd like to get that information out in front of you. And this is a segment in which we're going to be talking about some full-size SUVs, a very popular segment and I think growing segment. They're growing both in terms of sales and maybe size as well. And some pretty all-new stuff. I guess it can't be pretty all-new. You're either all-new or you're not, but I'm editing myself as I talk here. Chris, you were driving the Nissan Armada. Tell us about it.
Yeah, speaking of all-new, that's what Nissan calls the new Armada, although it's probably got some familiar parts underneath. The big thing here is that you don't get a V8 engine anymore, and you get a twin turbocharged V6 in its place. But that's not going to be a terrible thing, as I'll talk about in just a little bit. Jack, have you driven the latest Armada, or when was the last time you drove
one? I have not. It's been a long time since I've been in any Nissan product, to be honest with you. So okay. I'd like to do that.
Well, you can get into this vehicle starting at around $60,000. I tested the Platinum Reserve model, which is the range topping trim. It was around $80,000, and then you can add some options to that. As I mentioned, you lose the V8 engine here, but that's not a terrible thing because you get a twin turbocharged 3.5 liter V6, making 425 horsepower and 516 pound-feet of torque. You get a 9-speed automatic transmission, and it comes standard with rear-wheel drive, but my test vehicle has 4-wheel drive. Jack, the big thing here is the torque, right? So that makes this vehicle feel a lot more athletic off the line, even though you're driving a full-size 3-row body-on-frame SUV. And the only thing I really missed here was the sound of the V8. But in a vehicle, this is Nissan's sort of premium positioned SUV. So I think in a vehicle with that attitude, you don't really need a roaring V8. I think the torque of the V6 is just fine. And the 9-speed automatic transmission is very refined. It finds the gear that it needs, and there's none of the sort of hunting between first, second, third, fourth when you're around town that you see with some other models. Jack, what do you think about switching from a V8 to a V6 here?
Well, I will be talking about it when I talk about the Ford Expedition, which had made that switch a while ago. And I think it's just fine. I mean, I don't think most people are going to notice the difference. The question I have going forward, Chris, is longevity of this vehicle. Turbos can be a little more cantankerous, I think, than a normally aspirated vehicle. So I have some questions about that, but we'll have to see about that going forward.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I think, you know, this is the sort of vehicle that people would buy to haul the family and tow something with on a road trip. And if you're pulling what this vehicle can tow up to 8,500 pounds, so you would wonder about longevity, as you said, over the long term there. But this is a perfectly premium vehicle inside. I think that if you're looking at this compared to its cousin, the Infiniti QX80, without a logo on the steering wheel, you might have a hard time telling the difference between the two. The Nissan is just that nice inside. My Platinum Reserve model had quilted leather seats with heated, cooled, and massaging features in the front. They are extremely well padded, Jack. I have to say this might be my favorite set of front seats so far in 2025, although we're still kind of new in the year, but I'll call them my favorite so far. The heating and cooling features are amazing. The massage helps out quite a bit. And then you have plenty of space up front. Again, this is a full-size SUV, so there really isn't a whole lot to want for in terms of space. The second row seats, you can get a bench in lower trims. Mine came with second row captain's chairs. They are heated in the top trim. And Jack, as we've talked about many times, my kids are older, and we never really had a huge conflict in the car with them to begin with, but I really like the extra space that captain's chairs bring. What do you think?
I think there's two schools of thought, right? You have two children. I have three. So three across was a little bit better configuration for us, because otherwise somebody ends up in the way back and exiled to the way back. And that isn't the most wonderful feeling, I think, for that particular child. I think there's pluses and minuses, right, Chris?
I'll agree. But I do like the extra space, especially the leg room for my older daughter now that she's taller than my wife. She has a lot of space in the back, and she can stretch out and not feel cramped up. You get a 14.3-inch touchscreen and a digital gauge cluster in this vehicle, wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. The top, I think, two trims of this vehicle, you come with a Klipsch Audio 12-speaker stereo. Jack, I like Nissan's infotainment system. It's not as flashy as others. There's not a lot of colors and animations and transitions and things. It's responsive. It's easy to use. And there are plenty of features here. You know, you don't have Google built in like you did with the Acura that I discussed earlier, but you still have a very robust Maps application. And then again, the smartphone mirroring with Apple CarPlay is very helpful as well. And then there's a full suite of safety equipment here too. So if I were shopping for a premium three-row SUV, I think a lot of people don't think about the Nissan Armada when they're thinking about other models, but I would recommend putting it on your list. I think for the money, you get a lot, especially compared to some other models, and it's a perfectly serviceable, very comfortable inside vehicle.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to drive it off-road at all? Do you have any kind of sense of its off-road ability and all of that?
You don't get the ground clearance in the Platinum Reserve that you do in the Pro 4X, which is the off-road trim, but there's still quite a bit, and it has air suspension. I didn't get to test it off-road, but I will say you can really crank up the ground clearance on this vehicle, and it's just the press of a button. So Nissan really put some thought into it. Even if you're driving the more luxurious trim, you still have some capability.
Yeah. Well, remind me of the price. I'm really curious, because we have this Ford Expedition, which is essentially a direct competitor.
Yep. You're looking at a $20,000 spread between around $60,000 to $80,000.
Okay. Well, that makes some sense, and pretty cool stuff. And we'll see how it compares to the Ford Expedition I had a chance to drive. Actually, Ford is expanding its full-size SUV lineup with a new off-road focused variant of the Expedition Tremor. They had a previous version that wasn't quite as serious about off-roading as the Tremor. So it's designed, of course, for families who want the space and comfort of a large SUV, but added trail capability. And during this test that my wife and I had a chance to go on, we got a lot of opportunity to drive it off-road in some very, very challenging stuff. It was really interesting to drive such a large vehicle in very tight trails off-road, and I'll get into that. My wife, Sandy, and I had a chance to test it also on the road. This was a Ford-sponsored event in Louisville. I want to make that clear, in Louisville, Kentucky. We also had a chance to visit the Louisville Slugger Museum, a very cool place that I recommend going to. Swung the bat there, got in the batting cage, did all kinds of fun stuff there.
I once catered an event there.
Yeah, it was cool. Well, this was a NERAD-sponsored event by by having the NERADs paid for that bit and going to Churchill Downs, which was cool. We happened to go about a week after the Kentucky Derby, but it was really interesting. We saw some horse racing going on, and we pretended it was Kentucky Derby Day. And a lot of people did, too. I mean, a lot of people were dressed to the nines and doing the whole thing as if it were Derby Day, and probably a lot less expensive. But that's we're kind of digressing here from the vehicle. Tremor is joining Ford's growing Tremor family. There's a bunch of them. Of course, there's a Tremor in among the F-Series trucks. I think there's a Bronco Tremor. There's, is there a Ranger Tremor, I think?
There wasn't the last generation. I'm not sure if there's a new one yet.
Yeah, but we shall see. So this is the most off-road capable Expedition. Of course, it's the full-size Expedition platform, so it's a spot-on competitor for the Nissan that you were driving, and for things like the Chevy Tahoe, for example, that the NERAD family has been driving forever. The trail-oriented upgrades are pretty significant. 33-inch all-terrain tires on special wheels. That's good. I think they're 18-inch wheels, so there's a big, thick sidewall, which is great for off-roading. It has hill descent control and electronic locking rear differential. The suspension has been retuned. Trail control, I think it has 10.6 inches of ground clearance, so that's really stout ground clearance. There is some specialty electronic stuff that we got a chance to test, like the trail one-pedal drive. Essentially kind of turns it into almost electric-style vehicle where you can drive it and stop it with just the accelerator pedal, which is great when you're going slow up and down, very daunting. Hills, mountains, dales, all that kind of stuff. It also has trail turn assist, which is cool. I'm wondering if you've ever experienced this, Chris, the trail turn assist, where it breaks the interior rear wheel to help you get around corners. This is really good when you're in a tight trail, and we had a bunch of switchbacks we had to deal with. What's been your experience with that?
Yeah, I actually got to try it out at a Ford event too myself a few years ago, or when it came out. And I do agree, the Expedition is a huge vehicle, and it can be kind of cumbersome off-road. And being able to turn, not on a dime, but a lot sharper than you could before is a big benefit.
Yeah, I guess I was kind of concerned just because of the Expedition size, what it would be like on the trail. Ford put us on some pretty serious trails to experience that. Trails made even sloppier by the rain that had happened the night before. I mean, it was kind of a mess out there, and we were wading through some pretty deep stuff over time. So that was kind of cool to see how well this did. And I was really impressed. And, you know, it's one of those vehicles that they somehow made it feel smaller than it actually is, because this is a vehicle, I think, that's 210 inches long. That's long. It's a big vehicle. So making that feel agile on the trail, I think, is a big accomplishment.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think the best part for me when I drove it, especially on the road, is that they were able to accomplish those things without ruining the on-road experience. So it's a very well-balanced vehicle on both sides.
Right. Well, we were talking about powertrain, and of course, this vehicle uses the Ford high-output 3.5-liter twin-turbocharged V6, basically two variants in Expedition. One is the 400-horsepower version, and then there is the Zootier, more powerful 440-horsepower version that's in the Tremor, which has 510 pound-feet of torque. That really comes in handy when you're on the trail, using that torque to get up hills. I mean, there were some hills. They were kind of daunting. We followed the Ford experts who were kind of blazing the trail for us, and they had some trouble going up some of these hills. So it was interesting that we were able to do it really well, based on just the power this could bring to the Ford, and of course the traction from its very sophisticated all-wheel drive system with the locking rear diff, of course, helped immensely. 10-speed automatic transmission, standard four-wheel drive as you would expect in an off-road vehicle, and it's a pretty sophisticated four-wheel drive system that does a lot of the things automatically for you. You probably experienced it in the F-150.
Yeah, and Ford's automatic four-wheel drive system is one of my favorites. You know, it's predictable. It does what it says it's going to do, and it's functional, right? I've never found a situation where it didn't feel like it was going to get the job done.
Yeah, very, very good stuff. As I said, room for up to eight, so a big vehicle, 21.6 cubic feet of cargo space behind the third row, which is very good. And then the third row is split and has a split layout that's split 40-20-40. That middle area will fold down, and you can put things like skis or lumber, or your pole vaulting pole, all that kind of stuff. And then it has this split-gate rear hatch system. Pretty cool. It has it. Upper hatch that's like a traditional hatch, but then the lower section folds down like a tailgate, kind of like a mini tailgate. You can sit on it, and they have a system where you can set up shelves, you can set something up that will be basically a backrest, so you can sit under the hatch if you're watching the soccer game or softball game and it's raining or whatever. From the tech point of view, it has the Ford Digital Experience, which replaces Sync and is Google-based. It combines a 24-inch digital display that's essentially kind of the instrument display, but it's right under the windshield. It's much higher up than the typical instrument display, and you look at it over the steering wheel rather than through the steering wheel. This requires a different shaped steering wheel, kind of a squared off rectangular steering wheel. It looks kind of weird, but once you're using it, actually I almost preferred it to a round wheel, because you can kind of feel where you are on the wheel because it's squared off. The touchscreen, of course, worked great, and it has all the Google features. So all in all, a very, very nice vehicle. I mean, I loved the opportunity to drive this thing. I love what it offers, and for the price of around $83,000, bring money, that's kind of mid to high range in the new Expedition scheme of things. I think it's pretty good value.
I agree.
So there you go. And when we come back, we will have a listener question. So stay with us for that. And we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Ed. We'll be right back. For our final segment of this week's show, it is listener question time.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Christine. This is for our final segment of this week's show, it is listener question time. And of course, we love to get your questions and comments here on America on the Road. Send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And let's dive right into what I believe is a pretty good question and maybe a question you're going to be facing here. Quickly, Chris. Willa in Salt Lake City, Utah says this: I have a 16-year-old who is going to start driving soon, and I'm wondering if you have any tips for me on driver training and safety.
Ooh, I actually haven't thought about this yet, Jack. I've got 4 years before my daughter is old enough to drive. Look, I think, you know, if I were going to approach this, and this is me coming at this from an angle I've never thought of before, I would start by talking about maintaining speed and monitoring other drivers and you know, really feeling out the vehicle's features. But Jack, I got to say, I haven't really thought about this a whole lot.
Yeah, well, I got the chance to think about it a lot because I've got daughters that are much older than yours, Chris, and I've had three that began driving and then have been driving now, some for well over 10 years. And one of the things I emphasized to them was the responsibility that driving is. Take it responsibly, accept that it's an important thing to do, and then concentrate on the driving, what you're doing as a driver. Don't become distracted by other things. So I think that was number one. Vehicle control kind of comes more naturally to a teenager than you might think. But I think the ancillary stuff of just paying attention and you are in control of something that weighs a couple of tons and could kill people is kind of important to know about, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that would be the first step. I agree with that.
Well, that kind of wraps up our show for this week. Again, my new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in ebook and paperback form at Amazon, so look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. We're proud that America on the Road is growing, and we're also growing as a podcast. Right, Chris?
That's right. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the rest. Like us, download us, leave us a very nice review. All those things will help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Yeah, we'd love to be with you. And we have YouTube and Rumble channels these days, so you can see video versions of the show and see the many of the vehicles that we're testing. Our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices, so we're honored by the fact you're listening to America on the Road, and we hope you join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.